Yesterday was July 4th. Wait.
No.
But the other day was July 4th?
Pretty close.
It was the weekend.
Yeah. I just laid all that out.
It's July 4th weekend, which rolls into Monday since the holiday, which, by the way, big fan.
Of weekends?
No, big fan of the holiday falling on Sunday, so you get Monday off, as opposed to if the holiday falls earlier and you get the Friday off.
Agree. I've come around on that. I used to be very pro Friday off and against Monday off, but now I'm fully embraced it. It was a fantastic weekend. Just doing it left and right. Right, Blake?
All the time. All weekend. Skied a little bit.
Okay. That's a lot of info.
Steve Nash's sock. Anyway, did you hear from this guy?
Happy birthday, America. Yes, indeed. As we celebrate our independence today, as we celebrate our birth as a nation, a day that kickstarted a revolution.
The birth of a nation.
Our sovereignty. Let's admit that this last year's trip around the sun was also another head-scratcher. But let's also
Do you think this will be concise?
We are babies. You know, as a country, we're basically going through puberty in comparison to other countries' timelines. And we're going to go through growing pains. We are going through growing pains. Yeah. This is not an excuse to say this. This is just a reality.
Did you see the polls that Greg Abbott has gained on McConaughey now?
Maturing. It's 39-38, though.
Keep climbing. We got to keep building.
What does that mean?
We got to make sure we maintain
Abbott's
hope
at 39, McConaughey's at 38.
We continue to evolve. Why? Because it's who we are. Why? Because the alternative sucks.
Do you think just so...
I believe that America...
do you think it's because...
Right? We're constantly...
People have, like, got their head about him now, like, braver,
trying to dream more.
Like, at first, it was like anybody but Abbott, but that was right around the time of Snowmageddon, yeah. And now people are like, that was in the past. Let's be bygones.
Where our individual pursuits and desires...
Like, are you going to vote for this guy?
You need to be appreciative and supportive of our collective responsibilities as Americans, hence the United States of America. Sure, we're each unique, we're each independent.
See, do people buy this?
Innate abilities that others don't have.
This is reaching across the aisle.
As
don't
people
you
in the States, but at the same time,
have an
we
opinion
are all
that
in this
divide and conquer.
And if you don't purchase that, move on. Go somewhere else. So, as we celebrate the red, white, and blue this weekend, let's be sure and just reflect just a minute. Take a little bit of inventory on where we've come from.
Did you do that?
I did.
While doing Wim Hof breathing.
And where we want to go from here.
While making
on the way to
30
the
bucks on Milwaukee. And
you know what if that was a song that each of us just said, I can't not sing that song.
Could Abbott do this?
I want to be a little bit better. You want to be a little bit better. Let's be on the way to being the best we can be. Let's make that a song we can't not sing. Why? Because it's who we are.
What is he saying?
It's who we got to be.
Be better.
And again, the alternative sucks. Let's rock, America. Happy birthday. Just keep living. I'll see you there.
Yeah! I'll vote for him. I don't care.
This
What's
is
it matter?
A slippery slope
It's
here.
All the same
but
anyway. I'll vote for him.
That first point he made was actually a good one that I don't think people mention enough.
What?
The
About things sucking?
The large grand scale timeline
thing?
Of America.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't get mentioned all that often.
Let's admit that this last year's trip around the sun was also another head scratcher. But let's also remember that we are babies. You know,
as far
country,
as the country's history?
Going
yeah.
Puberty in comparison to other countries' timelines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just doesn't get said all that often.
I like when Neil deGrasse Tyson tells me that we're like the little half a millimeter on the history of, if the history of the universe was a mile, we'd be like a little speck of dust, right? The history of man.
How have we not played the bong drop yet? It's just sitting right there. You don't have to play it now.
What else do I got?
YouTube Sports. Nick Castellanos.
See here. Oh, I do have that. We're going to end with YouTube Sports. Here's so, yeah. Castellanos has become famous now. Of course, we have the drop. You have the drop handy. So if we ever have a serious moment, we want to put the drop
there's
in.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
Should we play the full? How long is it?
About a minute.
All right, go ahead.
It needs to be played.
Yeah.
3-0 ball game with the Reds in front of the Royals. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game. As Holland takes over on the mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Every time I hear it, I can't make sense of it.
So he's in the middle of a sincere apology.
That will end his career.
Called a disparaging word for gay people, and the hot mic caught it. So then, and Castellanos is up to bat and hits a home run. A deep drive to left center field. So now apparently Castellanos' team is playing the Royals this past weekend. And the Royals come out of break. And they are doing something very serious, as you will hear. So, but you have to know Castellanos is at bat because they don't say his name right in the beginning.
Well, we're going to tell you about a great man, and it's a loss for the Royals family. This is George Gorman, who passed away at the age of 96. He served our country in World War II. He went to the University of Kansas, and so did his son, Pat Gorman, who's been working for the Royals in the clubhouse for 26 years.
Wow.
And that was Pat's father. Well, that's a great life. 96 years. And Pat, just like his dad, went to KU. He also went to Bishop Ward High School. And there's a drive into deep left center field, and there's never a great time to eulogize someone during the broadcast, so we apologize for the timing, but our hearts go out to Pat.
Can you imagine?
He's just been a tremendous loyal employee.
It's been a meme.
For 26 years.
And then it happened.
It's been the meme of the year.
His wife, Katie, as she lost her father-in-law and daughters.
Had he only just said.
Abby and Caroline, who lost their grandfather, but they had him for 96 years.
Wow. Blessing. Sorry for your loss.
All he had to do, and like, he had to say the name.
Well, Nicholas Castellanos was 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts against Mike Minor curveballs his first time up. And that slider didn't quite slide enough.
Nope, it didn't. And he was ready for it.
Nope. He has 17 home runs on the season, so over 10% of his home runs this year
are doing the most serious of all moments.
The meme potential for it was incredible last night.
And one more 4th of July message, which I understand wasn't yesterday. It's a couple days ago.
All right, YouTube viewers, I'd like to take some time to wish everybody a very happy 4th of July weekend. In many cases, it's a 4-day weekend, so hope everybody gets a chance to rest and relax this weekend and enjoy time with their family. And I hope you get a chance to read the Declaration of Independence. It's a very important document to read. So enjoy this weekend. Enjoy time with your family. From the Spinkenberg and Sunflower Farm, this is Kai Dramsey for YouTube Sports.
Okay.
Read it.
While you're at it, while you're celebrating.
But just, McConaughey told me to take inventory. And
just
now
take a few moments to read the Declaration of Independence.
That's what I have to do.
I took inventory, and now I have to go over here and read the whole Declaration of Independence? That's a lot to ask. And I would put all of the money in the world, all the money from basketball winnings last week on vacation. Kai Dramsey has not read the Declaration of Independence.
Well, he wants you to.
Okay.
He didn't say
that's
he's
fair.
Going to.
That's fair.
All right. We have a cool reports after this.